No, I don't. I hear if you move to them, that they will turn and look at you and come over and wander and say, what is this?
Well, if they're out in the pasture and you want to call them in to be fed.
I don't know.
Do you know what you'd say to make them stand still at milking?
No.
Okay, how would you call a calf?
I guess the same way I call a cow, but since I don't know.
what would you say to make a mule or a horse turn left or right in plowing?
I don't know.
All right, how would you call a horse in from the pasture?
I don't know.
All right. What would you say to make the horse start moving?
Giddy up.
And to make him stop?
Whoa.
Anything to make him back up?
No.
Okay. How about calling pigs?
I'm sure there is some scream or something you're supposed to do, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. Well, not many people in cities have cows and pigs, after all. How about calling sheep?
I don't know.
Calling chickens?
No.
Okay. And then if you wanted to get the horse ready to go somewhere, you say, I've got to do what to the horse?
Saddle the horse.
Well, this is to pull a wagon.
Hitch.
Synonym for hitch. It also is the gear itself that you put on the horse. Noun or verb, same word. H-A-R.
Wait a minute. Oh, harness? Thank you, Anne.
Okay. Let's see, if you're driving a horse in a buggy, what do you hold in your hands?
Reins.
And if you're plowing with a horse?
I guess you'd be holding reins,
and
too.
And if you're riding the horse?
Reins.
All right, and how? What are the things you stick your feet in?
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. And if you're plowing, do you have a special name for the horse on the left, or the horse on the right, or the one that walks in the furrow? Whichever one that is.
No.
Okay. And if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little... It's not far, it's just a...
Yeah, I know, but I can't... I suppose different way phrased, I'd say it a different way.
What would you say? To mean it's just a short distance, what would you say?
It's not far.
Mm-hmm. All right. And suppose it is far. We still have a what to go?
Quite a while to go.
All right. If something is very common and you don't have to look for it in any special place, you say, you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. If he slipped on the ice and he fell that way, he fell.
Backwards.
And that way.
Forwards.
Okay. If somebody said, did you catch any fish, you might say, no, blank a one.
Not a one.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear nary? Nary a one?
Yeah.
Would you ever use that?
No.
Who have you heard say it?
Backcountry folks or someone older.
What do you mean by backcountry?
Well, if you'd ever been there, you'd know.
Where is backcountry?
From here, it's west in the smack middle of Georgia where there's no big towns.
Hmm.
Basically, farms.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they just... They talk among their family members more than anyone else, and they don't. If someone does not talk in the same dialect, then they think you're from some foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they heard me talk, they would think I was from England or someplace else because I don't talk in the same dialect. There's a difference.
And what was that expression that you said you heard them use?
Nary.
Mm-hmm.
Nary a one.
Okay. Then. A schoolboy might say of a scolding teacher, why is she blaming me? I
didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. If somebody apologizes for breaking your rake, you say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. A crying child might say he was eating candy and didn't give me.
Any.
Mm-hmm. This one you might not have an expression for. That boy is spoiled. When he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble, blank as not.
I don't know.
Like as not. No, okay. Trenches cut by a plow are called?
I don't...
F-U-R?
A furrow?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.